Son, never stop learning.
You can recognize a close friend's voice before they finish saying your name. Not from the word itself, from the movement, the rise and fall of pitch, the particular rhythm of their syllables, the way they pause before a punchline. That recognition happens in milliseconds, and it happens because every human voice has what we might call a vocal gait, a recognizable pattern of movement through speech, as distinctive as the way someone walks down a hallway. Vocal gait is not a widely standardized technical term in linguistics or acoustics. Think of it as an instructional metaphor, a precise and useful one, for the layered, dynamic signature your voice leaves on every sentence you speak. Now, what actually makes up that signature? The measurable components of vocal flow include pitch movement, timing, speech rate, loudness, articulation, voice quality, rhythm, and pausing. Pitch movement is driven by fundamental frequency, the rate at which your vocal folds vibrate. But the texture goes deeper than that. Jitter is the short-term variation in fundamental frequency from one vocal cycle to the next. Shimmer is the cycle-to-cycle variation in amplitude. These micro-fluctuations are largely invisible to conscious perception, yet they contribute to whether a voice sounds smooth, breathy, rough, or creaky. Voice quality, breathiness, roughness, phonation stability is itself a recognizable feature. And then there is prosody, the patterns of pitch, duration, and energy that extend across whole phrases, not just individual sounds. Jordan, prosody alone can carry speaker-related information independent of the actual words being spoken. The key idea is that your vocal gait is not one thing. It is a layered system of physiological and behavioral characteristics working simultaneously. That layering is exactly why speaker recognition systems are both powerful and imperfect. A speaker's vocal pattern contains relatively stable physiological characteristics, the shape of your vocal tract, the length of your vocal folds, alongside learned behavioral patterns like accent, speaking style, and conversational rhythm. Voice biometrics exploit both. But here is the critical nuance. A voice print is not a fixed visual fingerprint. The same person's voice changes with health, emotion, speaking style, recording environment, and conversational context. Voice comparison must be interpreted probabilistically, not as a binary match. Inter-speaker variability, the acoustic differences between people, is what makes recognition possible. Intra-speaker variability, the changes within one person across time, is what makes it genuinely difficult. For you, Jordan, given your interest in biometric recognition, the takeaway is this. Voice identity is better understood as a pattern of tendencies than as a single immutable acoustic signature. The same vocal features that identify a speaker can also signal something about their health. Voice analysis has been studied in conditions including Parkinson's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, depression, and cardiovascular and respiratory disease. A vocal biomarker is a measurable vocal attribute, alone or in combination, investigated as an indicator of a clinical state. For example, in research on acute decompensated heart failure, acoustic speech features distinguished pre-treatment from post-treatment samples with reported accuracy up to 69%. That is promising. It is also early stage. Promising performance in a study does not establish clinical validity because results can be shaped by recording devices, environments, languages, study design, and algorithmic choices. Voice-based health systems often measure indirect signals. Vocal features approximate an underlying physiological or psychological state rather than directly measuring it. Speech is attractive for remote monitoring because it is accessible and non-invasive. But the evidence standards for health applications are meaningfully different from those for speaker identification, and the two should not be conflated. Remember this, your voice is doing at least three things at once. It is carrying linguistic meaning, it is functioning as a biometric identifier, and it may be carrying health-related signals. These are not the same use case, and they do not share the same evidence standards. The same vocal behavior can carry different interpersonal meanings depending on relationship, culture, and context. Acoustic measurement alone does not determine intent. What vocal gait gives you, Jordan, is a framework for listening at a different resolution. Not just to what someone says, but to how their voice moves, its rhythm, its texture, its hesitations. That movement is a fingerprint of flow, and once you learn to hear it, you cannot unhear it.